And indeed, Shiva, I am. For I come to offer you my assistance in increasing your discernment and your ability to tell the difference between a psychic messenger and a real messenger of the ascended host. For this is something, my beloved, that must be done in this age of Aquarius on an individual basis. And that is why, my beloved, there is no absolute way to tell. There is no way that the ego cannot distort. There is no way for us of the ascended host to somehow convince everyone, or at least everyone who used to follow our teachings, that we have moved on and anointed another messenger, and that this particular messenger is indeed it. How could we give you a proof that your ego would not be able to distort? And that is indeed the beginning of wisdom, when you realize that the ego sees only what it wants to see. And so if you are honest with yourself, you can begin to look in the mirror and ask yourself, do I have some kind of attachment to a particular image of the ascended masters, of their messengers, of their teachings, of an organization? And is it possible that if I have such an attachment, it might color my discernment and give me a preconceived vision that prevents me from seeing reality, and therefore I only see what fits my attachment, my desire for how things should be? For my beloved, truly, as we have attempted to explain to you throughout this conference, the state of judgment, whether it is in the inferiority or superiority extreme, has exactly the effect of making people believe that they know, and therefore they are fully capable of judging the validity of something, even to the point where some people believe that they can judge the validity of a new messenger without ever bothering to read or listen to the teachings brought forth through that messenger. Yet they know, despite the fact that this person does not live up to their personal criteria. And thus, my beloved, they refuse to do what Gautama Buddha told all spiritual seekers to do. Namely, to accept nothing that is unreasonable, yet to discard nothing as unreasonable, to judge nothing as unreasonable without proper examination. And so, my beloved, it is indeed perfectly in order that when multiple messengers arise, you sample more than one of them until you have a clear sense in your heart of where you belong. For it is indeed better to take an open look at what is there than to reject it offhand without even giving it any consideration. Yet even so, I must tell you that there is a tendency that some of the people who are open to new messengers are open to almost anything. And so there is the extreme of being completely closed-minded, thinking there could not be any new messenger beyond the old organization. And there is the opposite extreme of being open to anyone who claims to be a messenger, or at least open to several who make that claim, without being able to come to some inner determination based based on a higher standard. And so, as I have said, there is truly no absolute standard that I can give you, because what we want you to attain is your own discernment, so that you know from within, through vibration, through resonance. Yet I will give you two guidelines. One is that I will say that if you have accepted a previous messenger, and you are now considering one or several new messengers, then be willing to compare what is brought forth through the new messengers to what was brought forth through the old one that you accepted. And when I say compare, I do not mean so much in the outer form or even necessarily the outer words, although certainly if there is a contradiction between the new and the old, you might find cause to question the new, while of course realizing that progressive revelation is progressive. What I am truly talking about is vibration. So take a dictation from the old messenger you recognize and play it. And then immediately afterwards, play a dictation from the new messenger you are considering, and then compare the vibration. For you see, my beloved, we have no compunctions about having these two messengers being compared to any other messenger when that comparison is done by the heart and based on vibration. For we, of course, know that we are the real ascended masters, and we know through whom we are expressing ourselves. And thus I must tell you that there are people out there who follow a person who claims to be a messenger, yet they have never made an honest comparison, as I just described. For were they to do so, only those who are very blind would fail through the recorded word to feel the difference in vibration between those who are genuine and those who are not. And so I challenge you to do this comparison. Yet I also come to give you another gift, and that is that I personally will assist each and every one of you to increase your discernment. If you will call to me and ask me to cut you free from any ties to any psychic messenger, psychic beings, or psychic teachings, if you will call to me honestly and give simply the call Shiva a number of times each day while first making a call for me to help you increase your discernment and to cut you free from the psychic, then I will do whatever is possible given your state of consciousness to help you see what attachments you have that make you vulnerable to a psychic message. And I will do what can be done to help you come to the realization of what it means to be in a psychic vibration, so that you can see in yourself when you enter into that vibration and when you are not. For many of you do indeed go in and out, and I am not necessarily talking about the people here, but in general, many people go in and out of the psychic vibration without realizing the difference. And I would be happy to tutor those who are willing to come to that discernment that there is indeed a very noticeable difference. And my beloved, if you will look at your experience of your discussion previously, you will see that there was a point where certain topics were brought up and where the energy shifted. And indeed, this caused the particular physical incident that you witnessed. And so, my beloved, the question really is, are you willing to know the difference between the psychic realm and the realm of the ascended host? For if you are willing to see your own attachments that make you blind, then I will help you overcome that blindness if you apply yourself to me. And this, of course, can and must be done completely independent of the messenger I am speaking through. For my beloved, he is my next challenge. Even if you think this person is a false messenger, you must realize, I hope, that there is a real being called Shiva, and that is the real being you invoke when you call the name Shiva, and that this real being truly wants you to be free from the psychic realm and truly wants you to have discernment. So, apply to that Shiva that you consider real, and I will help you, for I am indeed the real Shiva.